Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Cholangio Heroes podcast. It's a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. And I'm Allison Darragon. I'll be the host today. And I'm super excited. With me, I have Becky Stapleton and Marianne Wilger, two amazing volunteers in our community who have done so much and are here to share a little bit about what they've done and how they're helping to spread awareness. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys to just do kind of a quick introduction. Tell us who you are, how you got connected. So I'll turn it over to you guys.
All right. Hi, Allison. Thanks for having us. I'm Becky Stapleton, and this is my mom.
Hi, I'm Marianne Wilger.
And we got involved, my father, L18 Strong, if you've heard of our team name, my father, Steve Wilger, was diagnosed in May of 2021 with cholangiocarcinoma. And unfortunately, he passed away in April of this year. But as soon as he got diagnosed, you know, we found the foundation online and wanted to get involved and learn as much as we can, and are still volunteering today.
Awesome. And they are very humble, because I was just thinking, I'm like, Becky is literally the proclamation queen. That's my title I would give you. Last year is kind of the first year during Awareness Month. So February is Cholangiocarcinoma Awareness Month that we've really invited our community to get proclamations to declare World CCA Day or Awareness Month in our community. And gosh, I was just looking through a list. I don't even remember how many Becky alone got. It was definitely, I think, past 10. And it was huge for our community, because it was really, like I said, the first time that we got proclamations. And she just made it look so easy. She was like, oh, I got one for Arizona, I got one for Delaware. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So why don't you just share a little bit about that, Becky, maybe just how you got involved. And I know you have some great tips and tricks, but if you just want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when I decided I wanted to really get involved with the foundation, it was around September timeframe, and I learned about the Light It Green campaign, and it was in February. My dad's birthday is in February. On February 8th, I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. I can rally around this. We can do stuff around his birthday, and really kind of get everyone involved in our family and friends. So when I saw the proclamation piece, I didn't know much about it and started kind of Googling how to make a state proclamation request. How do we do this? How do you go about it? And during that, obviously, my parents are from Ohio, so wanted to get Ohio involved. And state rep Cindy Abrams, she used to work on the Cincinnati Police Force with my father. She's now state rep in Ohio. And she actually took it one step further and went and started drafting a bill to get legislation passed in Ohio. And with that, as she was doing that, I was reaching out to other friends and family in other states. Some states require you to be a resident to make the request, and just started using the CCF toolkit that you guys put together and what all the wording and language was around the proclamation request, and found a couple of states that we still had time to make the request for. I live in Tennessee. We have a vacation home in Florida. So got Florida and Tennessee and Ohio. And during that time, Cindy was working on legislation, HB 537 in Ohio, and was drafting all of that language and passing it through the House and the Senate, which we were actually able, with Lisa Crane and my mom and my dad's best friend, to go up to Ohio in July of this year. And Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill into law. So now we have legislation around it. And
incredible.
I just think it's amazing that every year the state of Ohio is going to recognize Cholangiocarcinoma Awareness Day. And I just think it's a springboard for us. So having that done, I thought, you know what? Let's make this easy for our community and our community of volunteers and friends and family to really get on board with this and help continue to spread awareness, because we all know how important it is, right? Mm-hmm. Where the more that people know about it, the doctors know about it, people can get behind it, understand it better, and hopefully get diagnosed sooner and faster, rather than my father was stage 4 when we found out. So with that, I kind of looked up how to request a proclamation in every single state, got the direct link for the request form, and whether or not you had to be a resident and at what time period you need to make the request by. Someone at 30 days in advance, someone at 120 days in advance. So really wanted to set us up for success. And my personal goal, I'm like, I think we can do this. I think we all have friends and family in every state. We can cover the map. Let's get all 50. So with that, you know, got my little map here.
Oh, as,
we're colored in. We've got 25 people signed up so far for 25 of our states. So still looking for people to help out. But yeah, just really trying to get people behind it. It's super easy. Once you see it and do it, it takes 4 minutes at the most. So we have all the information for you and how to do it in the toolkit. And I just think it's an easy way to get involved, help spread awareness. And for me, I think if we get all 50, it really gives us a voice and the ability to, you know, have a really awesome PSA out there. Maybe get some news channels and reporters involved. And then when you add the lighting component of all the structures, building bridges, homes, you can really get a community involved. Everybody will ask, why is it lit green? Oh, we have a proclamation from the state. I just think it keeps building upon one another and makes for a great story.
Yeah. And I just love, like, I just was jotting down, like, the word easy came out of your mouth so many times, because I'll be honest, the first time, even, you know, when we were like, okay, this is something that we should invite the community to do, proclamations, like, I was intimidated. I was like, oh, you know, that's dealing with law. Like, how do I know? Like, am I going to have to talk to the governor? Like, you know, it's just, it seems so intimidating, but I love that, you know, you said it's easy. It can take 4 minutes. We have, you know, the templates for you. The toolkit is so accessible. Really, it's just customizing that template and getting it to the right person on the right time. And I just think that's, I really want to throw that out there for just everyone that's listening, is it is doable. It seems intimidating, but it's really not.
No, so. And the foundation has made it so easy with your toolkits and just bringing, hopefully, my goal and our goal is to get as much money raised for research. And that is the ultimate goal. You know, I feel like my husband and many people would, you know, if we had the research, you know, we wouldn't be standing here right now and doing this and going through all this. Yeah. And so your toolkit is amazing, and it is very easy. Even for me, you know, and looking at it, I'm like, oh, I could have done this, but she did it. So yeah, it makes it easy. And you've been ever so helpful to
get us
through
this. And I think adding a personal touch to your request goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So my county mayor in Williamson County, Tennessee, he actually invited me into his office last year when I sent him a note, and we shared an hour together in his office. He talked to me about his late wife who passed from breast cancer. I told him my whole story about my dad. He brought in the Williamson Herald reporter. We got our picture. She wrote an amazing article up about it. He was actually thinking about painting a green stripe down the road in the middle of Franklin for me. He's like, how can we get more involved? When I made the request this year, unfortunately, my dad has passed, and kind of mentioned that to him. And he emailed me back within 25 minutes and invited me to the county commission meeting in February, on February 13th. So during Awareness Week, and is invited me in to give me his proclamation in front of, you know, the whole community and everything. So I think just the personal touch and where you live, and you also get a more kind of defined scope, and you can reach more people in your communities when you get your county mayor, city mayor involved, and then, you know, your local reporters. So it's something to share out there. I know not everybody is, you know, as open about it, but I think the more communication we have and the more awareness we have and people talking about it, it helps so tremendously. When I was flying up to get the to meet with Governor DeWine to sign the bill into law in Ohio, I had a shirt on from Jan Meyer. She sent me a shirt and it said, let's cure bile duct cancer. And I was walking through the airport, and I had somebody stop me in the airport her best friend had just passed away. They knew nothing about it. They had just learned about it. She asked me what I was doing. I told her. We had a moment in the airport together. The flight attendant stopped me and asked me if I was a nurse and what this was all about. Like my shirt. It's a very bright shirt, right? Uh-huh. And she said, you know, I've had some stomach issues recently and I'm feeling a little sluggish. Can you tell me more about this? I mean, we were holding up the whole line on the plane to get seated. But I was like, ask your doctor, you know, ask him if he's aware of this, you know, read up on it. So just even wearing a t-shirt, wearing a bracelet, my mom and aunt, my aunt was buying a house and the people that were selling it to him saw my aunt's bracelet, said, cholangiocarcinoma, how do you know about that? Their son had actually had it and had passed away from it. But, you know, they were able to sit and talk about my dad, their son, and the community just starts to get, you know, smaller and smaller. The more people you meet, and the more you're wearing a shirt, you're wearing a bracelet, you talk about it. So I just think it's really important to kind of get the message out there and spread the awareness.
Absolutely. And I just, again, I love that simplicity. You know, it's like even just as small as wearing a bracelet or, you know, changing your light bulb as you're replacing it, make it green. Like sometimes I feel like maybe we're like, oh, that's not going to make a difference. It's just a bracelet or it's just a, you know, you're throwing on your t-shirt. Maybe you didn't even realize you're wearing a CCF t-shirt. But it's those simple things, you know, that find those connections and really just the world is so small and it's just awareness is so powerful. So I appreciate you just, you know, sharing that and the importance. And I love that about the awareness month too, is there's, you know, simple things to do, like pass out a bracelet to your friend or, you know, change your light bulb green. But then if you maybe have a little more fat power or a little more time, you know, maybe you can do a proclamation or you can reach out to your city and see if you can light the building green. It's just, there's so many opportunities and each one of those is, you know, just a ripple of cholangiocarcinoma awareness that we're, you know, working to get that voice and to be heard and to, like you said, Marianne, get those research dollars so that we can learn more about this disease and, you know, help find a cure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we have to. I live in a small little community and totally over 55. I think I'm the youngest one. And they all gathered around Becky and I and our family with Steve. They loved him. And very quickly, buddy, they're 80 years old. They're changing the light bulb to green and they want a sign in their yard. And it's just beautiful. And, you know,
they come to our walks.
Yeah, they come to all our walks, but they are spreading the word too and getting educated about it, you know.
Yeah.
And, and you never know how many people are diagnosed wrong, you know, with just a stomach cancer, you know, and it's like, whoa, is it really just a stomach cancer or is it cholangiocarcinoma? And that's, that bothers me, you know, when I hear that, oh, it's just a stomach cancer, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, you two ladies are amazing. I wanted to go back really quick, Becky, to your map. I don't know if we can say all the 25 states, but can you just tell us like a few states that we're missing as people are?
So
what do we need?
So out west over here, guys, let's get rolling. We need it. We need help. But you know, Jan Meyer's involved, Dave Fleischer, Gina Hewitt, Donna Park. So we have an amazing community here. If you live in one of these states, we'll post which ones are still available and up for grabs to help out with. But definitely out west, kind of the middle of the country. You know, I've got some Michigan State teammates still living in Michigan. I hope maybe Sarah Klosterman or somebody will help me out. Yes. She was our turkey last year for the turkey trot. But yeah, so trying to get them all covered. And like I said, when we get all 50, we have now a story. We have something we can go in a PSA with, a press release to our local and city news reporters, newspaper reporters. Let's get a story. And as we get the build, you can use this too to then request the buildings to be lit green, right? So all 50 states, we have proclamations. Can we light our bridge? Can we light the main building downtown? Can we get a reporter out there, some photos? And we can always post them on the CCF website. I know you'll share them out, Allison, and just get the ball rolling, hashtag green for CCA, and really get that word out there and make everybody ask, like, why am I seeing a bunch of green out here, right? Like, what's going on? What is this? Let me learn more about this. You know, you just never know.
Absolutely.
What was amazing is Governor Ron DeSantis, if you've been to Florida, you know the Skyway Bridge. Amazing, huge. To see that totally lit green, yeah. It brought tears to our eyes. Yeah. It was just absolutely beautiful. And most of the bridges in downtown Nashville, they were all green. And unfortunately, we couldn't have that in Cincinnati because, believe it or not, our Bengals...
I tried.
Went
so
to the
hard.
Super Bowl. So Duke Energy was all about the Bengals.
The whole city was orange for the entire month of February.
No way.
I begged them for 1 hour, but just be persistent. Keep asking. Tell your story. Tell them why it's important. Yeah. You know, bring up the specialist map. Like, we have specialist doctors in our area in Nebraska. You know, can we get something in Omaha like green? Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are on our map. Let's make it even bigger and brighter. So I just think you can use all of it in kind of your request, make it personal, make it big, make them, when I got Governor Bill Lee in Tennessee, he gave them a proclamation. I use that in one of my letters to every letter to request in every city in Tennessee, the big ones, and said, the governor gave me one. Do you want to, too? Like, jump on board,
Name dropping.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I love that so much. Well, thank you guys so much. These are such great tips, super simple. We do have the link to the toolkit, like you guys talked about. So we'll be sharing that. And then I know Becky is sharing updates on social media of what states we have covered. And I'm doing my best to share those.
Feel free to reach out to me if you guys have questions.
So reach out to Becky if you have questions, because she is pro. And like I said, we'll be sure to just kind of put the updates on our social media. So be sure to follow us on our Facebook, Instagram pages to check that out. And can't wait to see what is going to happen this year. It's exciting. I mean, we're already halfway there, you know?
I know, we're halfway there. I think we can do it.
We got this. So here we go. Here's to 50 states. Well, thank you so much, Becky and Marianne. It's been so fun to have you guys.
Thank you.
And looking forward to Awareness Month.
Thank you.